Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Got our good friend Ellen Rohr back on the show. Ellen is the author of The Weekend Biz Plan. Also, Where Did the Money Go? She's one of our experts, and we want to really get down in the dirt and learn how to run a business for real. Especially if it happens to be a family business, we turn to Ellen Rohr, and she's here right now. Ellen, welcome back to the show.
Woohoo! I'm so happy to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always.
Yeah, so, we're talking about kooky family business today.
Well, now, that's redundant, Ellen. You know, family, friends you choose, family you're stuck with.
I know.
Right?
I know. And the best family, the best businesses I know are family businesses,
mm-hmm.
but the flat-out worst, craziest, most terrible are family businesses, too.
When it works, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
When it doesn't, which unfortunately, in my opinion, I have to be honest, when it doesn't, which is most of the time, it's not pretty.
It is not pretty, and can it be fixed? You know, can you make it work? Is it worth saving? Well, in any event, if it's making you crazy, and if you made your stomach hurt this morning,
yeah.
I'm glad you're here.
I know. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no, go ahead. Because we're gonna be addressing it.
I was just gonna say
forever if it's awful.
I was just gonna say that I know lots and lots and lots and lots of family businesses. I know some that are beautiful. I know some that are functioning, and they're not ugly, but they're not there's some baggage there, but they're making it. And then I know some that are, you know, spin, crash and burn, total thermonuclear meltdown. And unfortunately, the third example is the greatest one. And so what's the lesson from that, folks? Please don't enter into a family business lightly. There are monsters there.
Well, so what do you do if you're already in it? So we want to address that today too.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk about, you know, let's talk about going into it. I mean, you know, like a family decides to start a business and you know, they're both going to quit their job and work in the business together, the husband and the wife.
Well,
How about that?
The first, you know, I'm a big fan of business planning, and it doesn't have to be a big deal. I've got that book, The Weekend Biz Plan. You can fit it in your hip pocket. If you got kind of a little bit of a wide butt there, Jim, you could fit this in your
hey, watch it there.
Not you. But you know, it's a thin, easy book, and business planning, it can be as simple as a one pager. You know, something that gets you focused on the same page. The key is to decide who is the leader.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if there's a husband and wife, two brothers, father, son, there can only be one in charge at any one point in a business. And I think that many of the challenges that come from family businesses, those turf battles, the whipsawing, well, this guy said one thing, this guy says the other thing, who's the boss here? Those things be eliminated if you're willing to have that very tough conversation right out of the gate.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, that's exactly right. And the thing is sometimes, and whoever that is in charge, whoever that person is, sometimes they have to disconnect from that family thing and be the boss.
Well, I've got lots of stories to share, but can I tell you about mine? Because I used to work with my husband once upon a time, and I jumped into the business after his partner died. We had no plan. There was no plan there. But I said, you know what? I'm a smart chick. I have all this experience in business and management. I've got a degree. I'll do the money. I'll do the administrative
mm-hmm.
stuff. You go out and work in the field as a plumber, and we're going to get rich. It seemed like that was enough of a plan.
Right.
But it was flat-out awful. And I'll tell you, the path to our survival and ultimate redemption in the family business was this, the money. I started to keep track of the money and realized that we didn't have enough of it. Now, previously when I said, don't have enough, he was hearing, I'm not good enough, which also adds to the overall
friction. That's the family part right there, folks.
Because someone else with the baggage, you would just hear, okay.
Because we need more money coming from your bookkeeper is one thing, but we need more money coming from your bookkeeper/wife has completely other undertones, or maybe overtones.
all over the tones. And what happened with me is once we got a handle on the money, and this is why it's always a good place to start. Figure out your asset from your elbow, put your balance sheet, your profit and loss together. Once we did, it did tone down the emotion. Mm-hmm. It toned down the emotion, and when we started to make more money, we raised our prices, we tightened up our operating system, we had more options. And money buys options, one of which for us was choose not to work together. Because it was after that moment that I said to him, okay, we're making money, we have some options, this is getting better. What do you want to do? What do you want to be when you grow up? Those are business planning questions. And it was at that point that he said to me, I like working all by myself. And I, at the same time, was thinking we should add 5 more plumbing trucks. So can you see where the
friction is? Yeah, the twain shall meet.
So in our case, we sold the business to our employees, and we started 2 separate businesses, and it was great. Now, I say that it was great like it was no big deal. It was a huge deal at the time.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, but now I'm so glad we had the courage.
I'm going to put a real fine point on this. How close did you guys come to not making it together?
Oh, like really close. If we had, you know, in counseling, barely hanging
on,
one foot out the door.
It happens, folks.
Yeah.
I mean, telling you, an otherwise good marriage can be ruined by a business.
And we're still married, and I guarantee it's because we don't work.
And you haven't killed him because you're not working anymore.
Yeah, right? What did Mrs. Billy Graham say? I've never considered divorce. Murder, but not divorce.
I'm telling you, folks, it's, and of course, there are plenty of people nodding their heads out there right now. Plus, plenty of folks who are doing this together with their spouse or with a child or something like that, and they're nodding their heads, saying, "Yeah, exactly." And one of the problems we have, my wife and I work together, and one of the problems we have is I never stop working; it's always in my head. See. Mm-hmm. And so I sometimes have a hard time leaving it at the office.
Yep.
See, and that's the problem. That's part of the baggage that I bring to the deal. I'm working on that, though, Helen. You'll be proud of me. I'm not as bad as I used to be. Hold on to that thought. Helen, give us your website quickly, please.
Barebonesbiz.com.
All right, so check it out. Quick break, 20 after, right back with more family business stuff. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.